You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We are ready to go to the phones. Nancy's been holding the longest. Hey, good morning, Nancy.
Good morning.
Hello.
So glad you called. What's going on in your world?
Well, this is a first-time call for me, and I've been a long-time listener back to the Jane days when I moved here to Colorado in 94. But I am calling because this is the first time I've ever felt like I had something to say.
Well, good. We want to hear about it.
Yeah, now I can't wait to hear it.
I'm excited because my husband and I are leaving on vacation today, and we are going to the Galapagos. And
this is my goodness.
Oh, I love giant sea turtles.
Oh, no.
I love giant turtles.
I do, too. I want to swim with them.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good for you.
You know, on one hand, I love you because you're doing that. On the second hand, I hate you because this is one of my trips that I'm dying to make.
I'm so jealous
right now.
Do it. Don't wait. I don't know that it's going to be open to travelers forever.
I know.
So
I know. And I got to tell you, so how are you doing this, by the way? Are you taking some sort of guided trip or something?
Yeah, so we're going to fly into Quito, Ecuador. And then from there, the company we're going with will fly us over to San Cristobal. And we're getting on a yacht, basically.
Whoa.
That has 10 berths, so it'll be 20 guests and 11 staff members. And the staff members are people like the captain, the guide, the bartender, the chef, you know, all those kinds of things. So,
Nancy, this sounds expensive. Can I ask you what it's setting you back? How much is this trip costing you?
Well, can I tell you first that we've finished paying the college tuitions. Both the kids are through private colleges, and so now we're focused on a little bit about us,
good.
My husband and I.
I could not support that Nancy. I'm so happy you're doing
this. Go live your life now.
So, yeah, this is the total. Well, this probably isn't even the total cost, but the cost of the ship and the 7 days on the ship and everything included with all of that is around $17,000 or $18,000.
Oh, you got a bargain as far as
wow,
I'm concerned.
Wow, 18
That's
grand.
Actually a really... I always thought it was going to be a lot more than that, and I'll tell you why.
It's going to be a rickety yacht.
I have a quick question for you. Are you using a company called Southwind Adventures?
No, we're going through a company called Echo Ventura.
Okay. Oh. Southwind Adventures, they're based actually in Colorado, but they do a whole bunch of trips. I used them when I went down to Peru. And I went to Machu Picchu.
Yep.
They're a really terrific company. I'll give them a free plug. I'll tell you what I was thinking. I had a friend of mine who took a trip to the Galapagos on a National Geographic cruise.
Oh, man.
So it's a smaller boat. It has, I think, 30 berths or something. So it's not one of these giant, you know, 5,000-person cruise ships. And you've got the scientists from National Geographic who escort you to the different islands and kind of teach you about everything.
That's the way to do it. They know their stuff.
Yeah. Now, the price, Nancy, for two people would be, I think, north of 40 or 50 grand.
Oh, you got it. Dom will do it.
No problem.
You actually get a giant turtle to take home with that price, actually.
Exactly.
They send you home with a turtle.
Nancy, here's what I'm going to do, if you don't mind. Did you say you guys are leaving today?
We're leaving today, yes.
Oh, that's so cool.
Fun.
Listen, I'm going to put you back on hold. Please give Josh your name and either your phone number or your email address, because I'm going to want to check in with you about this. Is that okay?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to.
Give them both your phone number and your email address. And, you know, bon voyage. Have a great time.
Have fun,
Nancy. I
wouldn't
mind if you called us when you get back, too, okay?
Post some pictures on our Facebook while you're out there.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to see those.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
And thank you for listening for so long, Nancy. We appreciate you.
Bye, Nancy.
Thanks.
Pants.
Have a great day.
See you later.
You as well. All right. Hold on. Josh, if you get her information, that's fantastic. What a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we've just been waiting for you to call, Chris. Finally made it in.
Yeah, there you go. Hey, you know, I really appreciate you guys in the morning, man. Your humor and your wit, you know, really gets me going in the morning, you know, so I really appreciate that. Funny story to tell you guys, and you know, I'm pretty big on, like, you know, if I see somebody having a bad day, you know, especially at, like, a fast food restaurant or something, you know, I kind of go out of my way to kind of cheer them up. Funny story this morning, so I go in and I order my breakfast, you know, and the guy's like, I kind of see him behind the counter. You know, he's really struggling. He's really, you know, working hard and everything. And he has this, you know, bad look in his face and stuff. And so I go over to him, and I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? He goes, it's going good, you know, and everything like that. And he turns around and says, hey, all right, man, you're all set. I'm like, cool. He's like, do you want a spoon with that? And I'm like, whoa, man, we just met. So he stopped. He stopped, and he looked at me, and I'm like, dude, I'm like.
Did you wink at him then?
Yeah, I winked at him. Yeah, no, I didn't wink at him. And I'm like, I go, you have a better day, man. And then he starts laughing and cracking up, you know, so. I'm a real big one, you know, on doing that, you know, just kind of making somebody's
Chris,
day.
Chris, so you're the one with the quick wit and the humor, buddy. That's fantastic.
Yeah, do your own radio show, buddy, okay?
We just met.
Oh, that's great.
Listen, thank you for making our day and for listening and calling and making us laugh.
Yeah,
buddy.
Right? That's great, man.
No problem, guys. You take care. Have a good weekend.
Thanks, Chris.
You too. That's funny.
I didn't know where he was going with that.
I know.
But it ended up in a great spot. We got two more, unless somebody else wants to call in. Stacy and Bridget. Is this the Stacy who was texting about something a few minutes ago?
Maybe.
That's
yes. I know. Yes. I can tell it's you.
Hi, Stacy.
I'm glad you called us. Tell Jeremy what you're looking for, because she sent us a text message, and I loved it.
I want to know what toppings are your favorite to put on nachos. Like what makes
nacho perfect toppings? Nachos?
Cat turds and Tide Pods, of course.
Okay, you're now not allowed to talk.
Got you thinking about it, though, didn't I, Stacy?
We got a parent or a teacher on the phone.
I know. Jerry, you're in timeout.
Uh-huh.
That's a good question.
I'm going to let you go first, Stacy. What would you say is the perfect nachos?
Uh-oh. I have to have, like, a chicken or a chorizo, some sort of meat on it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I have to have, like, some pico, definitely queso, not just shredded cheese. It must be liquid.
Yes, 100%
yes. Yes and yes.
I'm okay with other things, like peppers.
Are you a jalapeno? Do you want it spicy? Got some jalapenos on there?
I like jalapenos as long as it's not too seedy. Like, I like the taste of the pepper, but I don't like burning my face off.
I'll blow your mind. Try banana peppers at some point. Instead of the jalapenos, put banana peppers on there.
Both, actually.
Okay. Ugh. I like raw banana peppers, but like the pickled ones.
The pickled ones are tasty. They're really
Either
good.
Way, you're good to go.
I'm with you on the meat. I would avoid the chicken. I'm not a big chicken nacho guy.
Agreed.
I think I'd be like ground beef, you know, probably.
Chorizo's an interesting choice, though. I got no problem with that, but I would also throw out there Italian sausage. Crumbled
that's
Italian
awesome.
Sausage.
I could see that. Something with flavor that's not just plain.
Correct. Two thumbs up on the queso, by the way.
Yes.
Not this melted...
like just your Velveeta. Shredded cheese. No, you know, you need liquid queso.
You make a good queso.
Queso.
And I would also recommend both types of olives, both the black and the green.
Solid.
I've put corn salsa on it before as well.
Like the Trader Joe's corn salsa?
That's not bad.
Yeah, like whenever you go out to like Cafe Mexicali or
good.
Rio or... They always have this like medium salsa. It's like, I don't know exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. It's got the little corn in it.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the most important thing that we've covered on this show multiple times, but it always bears repeating because there's always somebody new listening. The most important thing with your nachos is the layering. Do not ever allow someone to put just a big mound of chips and then ladle crap over the top. No. Then all you're stuck with, you got just
chips.
A bunch of chips down at the bottom or in the middle. You want a layer of chips, entire layer of all your toppings, another layer of chips, another layer of your toppings, and keep building it like that.
And then maybe some guac on top.
And then a dollop of guac.
There you go. Stacy, I think with your call, we have settled on the perfect nachos.
Are you having nachos this weekend or something? Yours is just a random question.
It's not random. You asked about cheap foods for the mind bender.
That's true.
Oh, okay. There you go.
I like it.
There's the tie-in. All right,
Stacy. You're a goddess. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. We hope you have a fun weekend.
Have a nice weekend.
Bye, yep.
Thank you. And bon appetit. Do we have time for one more? One more call for No Filter Friday, and that goes to Bridget. Hi, Bridget. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, we're good. Hey.
What do you got going on in your world?
I'm actually, like Nancy, I'm actually going someplace, so I'm going to Bali.
Oh, Canada. Lovely.
Canada.
I'll give you a ding for that. All right.
I'm just joking, Bridget. That's out by Australia, right?
It's the other side of the world, man.
Yeah.
Yep.
How long is that flight?
17 to Singapore, and then 2.5.
Wow.
Holy crap. You better get up and walk around on that plane.
Bali has those places that are like little huts that are out on the water on stilts. Are you staying in those?
No, we're staying at a beach club, and then we're going to like a treehouse in the jungle.
No way.
Wow.
Yeah. That's
I've seen
cool.
pictures of these things. I've seen the treehouses in Hawaii. I bet these are just as badass. Wow.
That's neat.
Yeah, the whole bottom layer, like the whole bottom floor is like open. So like
it's like glass?
Yeah. No, it's open. Like there's no you're in the jungle.
How do you not fall?
Yeah,
to
there
the
has
floor
to be some sort of floor.
There's gotta be something you stand on.
Yeah.
Unless you're just holding
is there little openings?
A rope or something.
I don't understand.
We're confused.
This is a weird treehouse.
So there's floors, but there's no walls.
Oh, there's like, no. It's just like a platform in the trees, then.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Aren't you going to be attacked by bugs and vicious creatures?
Well, we're not thinking about that. Okay, we're not thinking about that.
Second question, Bridget: are you going with a special someone?
No, so I'm actually going with a friend. We're going for a training, a work training.
That's work training in Bali?
How to build treehouses?
Yeah. Holy crap, what kind of company is this?
No, I'm a therapist, and we have, like, we're doing a training there. But it's a person I've only met once in person, so.
And you're going to be sharing a treehouse with them?
With no walls and dangerous creatures?
Wow.
We're either going to love each other by the end or we're going to hate each other.
Right.
Might only be one of you coming back, I'm
Where's
guessing.
The bathroom in the treehouse? Is there a little toilet in there?
There's
just
like
over
an
the side.
Outdoor, like an outdoor kind of
So you
got
to climb down the tree to go to the bathroom.
No.
You shimmy down the tree.
Or can you just lean over and go?
You ride a vine like
that.
Tarzan over to the outhouse. how long are you going to be there?
2.5 weeks.
Holy cow.
Crap, Bridget.
And your company's paying for this?
No. Well, yeah, I work for myself. So,
okay.
How much is it going to cost for you to spend 2.5 weeks in Bali, counting airfare and everything?
With
What's
a complete and total stranger.
Come on.
Like a training. With a training, it's like 10 and a half, like 10,000.
10 grand, huh?
Well, that sounds really cheap for
it does.
Airfare and 2.5 weeks in Bali.
But it's not a fancy hotel or anything. Yeah. They're in the jungle.
But it's better than that.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, like you're going to stay at the beach club. The beach club.
You're
cute.
A big
right,
talker,
fine,
Dom.
But you go,
Dom won't even go
about?
Camp, and he's like, camping for me is at the Hyatt.
That's correct. That's correct. But this is the guy you're talking to who also spent four solid days in the Amazon jungle living in exactly what Bridget's talking about with no walls. And you talk about wildlife and bugs. Holy crap.
You could die, Bridget.
You could die.
Be careful.
Okay. Okay. We're not thinking about that. Like, that is what we are keeping out of our brains.
Just bring some bug spray with you, then, it sounds like.
Jeremy's right. I don't
some
like
toilet
to
paper.
Camp, but there's something different about going to a place like that and living. Look up the treehouse photos online, Jeremy, of some of these places in Hawaii and Bali where you stay.
Yeah, it's like the Ewoks in Return of the Jedi. You're living in the trees.
That's right. Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah, and we're actually staying, like, we're a pool. Like, we're staying at an eco-friendly, like, resort kind of place.
Yeah.
So the pool is, like, all natural, so it has fish in it.
It's ocean water.
Keeps it clean, so it's like a lake, but it's a pool.
Well, then the little fishies are going to suck on your skin, right? It's one of those.
I don't know. I don't know.
Ugh. You'll find out, won't you? You know, why don't
and
you
I get
post?
An elephant.
You're gonna bathe an elephant?
Yeah, we get to bathe elephants. Like hang out with elephants.
Okay, you're gonna have to post photos on our Facebook page. You got to.
Are the don't elephants really dirty out there?
No.
How does this translate to your job?
Well, so the training is my job.
What training?
What's the training? You're washing elephants and swimming in dirty water.
I gotta shut the traffic music off. I still have questions. Yeah, what are you? What's the training?
What are you learning?
So I'm a therapist. So I'm going for a week in a training. But beyond the training, we're going like for a week and a half after.
So you're like, as long as I'm here, find me a dirty elephant and a sponge.
Do you get to use like a power washer, or do you just have to take the sponge up?
You scrub them with like a.
And then they rinse themselves off with their trunk. And they water all over.
Yeah.
And then you get in the dirty fish water and rinse off.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, exactly.
I wish you were taking a special someone, a significant other, because that's like the ultimate go-to like brag. If you were like, I made sweet, sweet love in a wall-less treehouse
in
Bali while the dirty elephants watched.
Well, you never know. She might end up having some relations there with somebody she meets in.
You never know.
You could meet somebody there.
Well, we're both married. And we both have family.
That kind of killed it.
I know. I'm biting my tongue, actually. Other side of the
world,
I
know
man.
What you're thinking.
You know, it's almost like the equivalent of a statute of limitations. I mean, there's certain, you know.
Is 5, there a mini 000, bar in the treehouse?
10,000 miles away, the rules don't count, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you swing that way, but.
You're going to be in the jungle.
You're
going to
be swinging all over everything.
How long you been married?
10 years today. Yesterday.
Hey, congratulations!
Oh, congratulations! I'll quit thanks. Making.
Well, you
jokes
are ripe to spice it up then.
Well, I'm going to say there's been plenty of time. They don't even talk to each other anymore.
My husband would never go to a place like Bali though. So.
I'm kind of with him. That's not. It's not me either.
Oh God, yeah. I would in a heartbeat, man.
You and Bridget, you can go.
Right?
Yeah.
I like you, Bridget. You're going to have the time of your life.
Actually.
You're awesome.
Reach out and let us know when you get back and send us some photos, okay?
All right. You guys have a good weekend.
You too. Thank you.
You too. Safe travels. Bon voyage.
Right on.
What did I tell you this morning about No Filter Friday?
You had a feeling, a tingle, a pain. Something went on. You're like, it's going to be good.
I said, we're going to have exceptional phone calls today. We've
Those
got the Galapagos Islands, Bali, nachos, and a pretty stupid dad
joke,
at a fast food restaurant. I give us a 4 for 4.
Pretty good. Thank you for calling. We love
Callers
you guys.
Callers are the best.